The most recent decision from the 10th Circuit on the Do Not Call telemarketing list makes it much more likely that it will be considered constitutional, according to Vanderbilt Law Professor Christopher Yu. Yu says the next controversy could be a classic turf battle between government agencies over its enforcement.
It's fascinating because the Federal Communications Commission, one branch of the federal government, has actually had the authority to impose a national do not call list for 12 years, but they haven't done it. What's really interesting is the political dynamics that led for the do not call list to come around to begin with.
Yu says that while the FCC has a great deal of expertise in regulating the phone industry, the Bush administration has its own reasons for wanting the Federal Trade Commission to be involved.
Amazing thing that happened is the Bush administration wanted to back off federal antitrust policy, and one of the main enforcement agencies is the Federal Trade Commission. Well, they learned from the Reagan era that if you pull off antitrust and don't give them something else to do, the staff people at the FTC will sort of mill around and find something to do. So they decided that even though they didn't have really regulatory jurisdiction over the matter, they decided to look into the national do not call list, largely in order to distract them from pursuing antitrust cases.
So now Yu says we have three overlapping sets of regulations: state, FCC, and FTC.
And this is sort of the classic problem, and this is the classic division, and it's clearly a case where the FTC is sort of inching its way out in order to serve its own purposes.
Yu is an associate professor of law at Vanderbilt. I'm Amory Dear Owens reporting.